is RSBNB Update, episode 223, recorded Thursday, September 24th, 2009. Dr. Brad. Hello, everybody. As you can probably hear now, I'm a little bit more clear than last week, though I'm still a little,
Bit less disgusting.
No, I'm still a little plucked up, and I...
Oh, yeah, you are still disgusting, thanks.
And I have a bit of a headache, and, maybe running a bit of a fever still, but...
Go do some exercise. Exercise releases endorphins, which will make your headache better.
Oh. I don't think so. What if I go do exercising, I'll end up having a coughing fit.
Are you asthmatic?
Yeah. Well, no.
Really?
No. Well, semi.
Semi-asthmatic. You couldn't join the RAF then.
Yeah, that's too bad. I could get a desk job, though.
No, I'm
desk
pretty
job.
Sure
no, I could desk job in London as the Minister of Defense, you know?
Yeah, but you'd have to be elected a member of the Houses of Parliament, which, as you're not a British citizen, would be quite a feat.
Okay. Then I have to find a political leader who's willing to make me Minister of Defense.
So, how about Iggy?
No.
How about, Leighton?
No, definitely not. He supports some strange things, which we're not going to talk about here. But,
he supports Harper, doesn't he? That's a strange thing.
Yeah, he does, but he also supports the legalization of marijuana.
Which we all know, if we want a legal precedent, as we have with alcohol and tobacco, then it should be legalized.
No, that's a topic for another day.
This is for the topic for another show.
Yes, it is, my little dear Bradley. How are you this week?
I'm fine, I've been better. It is my grandmother's 72nd birthday today.
Oh!
72 years ago, 24th of September, 1937, she was born.
Okay. Is she with you now?
What do you think?
No? Yes?
She's at home eating the chocolates I bought her.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, some people in the show have done the show before from their grandparents' place. But anyways, this week's update revolves around woodcutting.
Woodcutting rebalanced?
Yeah. And I have a really bad headache.
Oh. Suck it up, move on.
Arctic pine and hollow trees. Those are two that they specifically mentioned in their little news release here. Because if you remembered from previously, those two items were not the best ways to get woodcutting experience because, well, they were rather far away. Oh, interesting. The link I put in the wiki is dead.
Good job.
Anyways. First off, the rebalancing of the Arctic pine. You now get 140 XP for chopping it, an additional 42 XP for splitting the log. Did you go check this out?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But splitting logs like people do when they're making firewood.
Yeah, like that. Because it's an Arctic pine, you know, up north, outside where it's cold, so you have to kind of like split the logs.
Need
you know?
Fire, keep warm.
Yes.
Want to see my drawing of the sun, go to runewire.com/Brad.
It's a really simple drawing created
Shane
by a simple
refused to
person.
Give me a gold star for it. I was very upset.
No.
That's runewire.com/Brad.
Yes. And the hollow trees in the swamp area have been updated as well. They give 82.5 XP now. 357 XP if you receive bark.
Do you know how common an occurrence that is?
No, I don't.
I'd imagine, seeing the sizable boost in XP it is, it's probably not that often.
Yeah. Also, they have hollow torches around to recharge your prayer. Purpose of that being because, you know, there's all those vampires and leeches and everything in the forest there, so you want to protect
yourself.
Yeah,
balance it out.
Yeah.
To make it a viable area for training.
Yeah, but I don't know. Why would you do that when you have this new thing called ivy, choking ivy?
I guess they've got to add some sort of choice, even if one is overwhelmingly better than the other.
Yeah.
Variety is spice of life.
Did you try the IV?
No, but I heard it's bloody fast experience,
It
and it doesn't.
is. It is.
I heard 80K an hour.
Yeah, that's about right if you have 99. It varies greatly. On one of my tests, I got 71K an hour. On another test, I got 101K an hour. So, and you know, I'm when it comes to taking scientific measurements, I'm the most meticulous there is. I time my measurements down to the millisecond. So, it really, I'm not sure what's depending on there, but looking at everything now, it's a lot better than the alternative of chopping willow trees. And if you have a dragon axe, it's a very good wood cutting experience because you don't have to bank.
Yeah, that's always a plus when training a skill, but of course you make absolutely no profit from it.
Well, you get bird's nests.
I guess, but still.
But those can also drop the seeds and the actual nest, so it still is profit, you know, because you're just sitting there grabbing it.
It's not great profit, is it?
Oh, it's profit though, so that's all that matters. I don't
I
know.
guess. Be pedantic.
I'd be willing to say for somebody who's level 99, I'd be willing to say somewhere around probably 80K plus an hour.
Experience?
Yeah. And it exists in a variety of locations, primarily on walls, as I'm sure you know. North of.
Yeah, I saw a list of locations earlier.
Okay. North of Varrock Palace, southeast of. By the farming tree in Varrock Palace. North side of Falador Wall, south side of South Falador Wall, southeast of Taverley, east wall of the East Ardoyan Church, north wall. Of the north side of Yanil and south wall of Castle Wars. So it's really depends on. There are a lot of places, and last night when I was at the Castle Wars one, it wasn't busy at all. So.
I've seen it respawn though, and when it respawns, it looks like it's climbing up the wall,
Yeah.
as real ivy does, only sped up, obviously.
Yeah. I don't know. It would be nice if it was kind of slower, but then the experience would be slower, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any ivy in your backyard?
No, none.
Oh. I was going to say if you did, you should go get an axe and chop it and see if you learn how to cut wood.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Also this week we've got the special teak and mahogany log, which basically what happens is when you're cutting teak or mahogany wood, you'll get one of these logs, and you can either sell it back to the sawmill for some money, which isn't really worth it. But if you have two of these logs and you take it back to the sawmill, what you can do is you can bring a whole other inventory of, say, mahogany logs, plus your two special mahogany logs, and then that'll convert your entire inventory of mahogany logs into planks for free. So you get
That's good.
26 mahogany planks for free, which saves you roughly 39K. So it depends on how rare these logs are, but I didn't go cut some of these because I didn't really have time for that. But if you think about it, this would be a good way to train construction if you could get a hold of these logs, because you know, mahogany is the best experience in terms of construction. So if you can get mahogany planks for free, that greatly cut down the price of construction.
And it's nice. Free things are nice.
Yeah. You don't get many free things in this day and age, do you?
Nothing in life comes free, they say.
Yeah. And also they have a new mini game called Sawmill Training. Did you check this out?
No, since I'm not 80 woodcutting, Shane. What a stupid question.
You should get 80 woodcutting. It's a good skill.
I'm happy with 77.
You should get 99 because I got 99.
That should be a reason we not get 99.
Why?
Because you've got it.
Yeah, but any 99 skill I get is certainly worthy of getting 99.
In your head, maybe, not anybody else's.
Yes. Anyways, you go to the sawmill and you talk to Jill, who has lots of work to do.
Sawmill Jill.
Yeah, what about that?
It rhymes.
Oh, sawmill and Jill. Mill and Jill.
Well done, Shane.
What rhymes with
English
Brad?
101, A plus.
What rhymes with Brad?
Rad. Dad. had
Brad's a
mad,
dad. Brad's a
sad,
dad. Brad's a
sad
dad.
lad.
Are you dad?
No, I'm not a father.
Oh, are you a sad lad then?
You could say that.
Anyways, basically,
what rhymes with Shane?
You get a quick
Main.
Job or a large job.
Lane. Shane is Lane. That doesn't rhyme.
No, that doesn't rhyme. And then
It's true, though.
Basically, you get a certain amount of experience for a simple cut, medium cut, or a difficult cut, or a very hard cut. And then with that, you get a certain type of plank. And then after, when you finish a task, you get a certain amount of woodcutting experience. So in a way, it's sort of like... I'm trying to think of what minigame this reminds me of. It reminded me of a minigame, but I forget what it is now.
Don't you get double XP if you use a crystal saw?
Yeah, you do. So.
Yeah. If you still have that in your bank from that quest at the gnome place.
Yeah, that was a good quest. I like that quest because it involved problem solving.
Glowfrey.
Yeah, the Path of Glowfrey. 4,500 XP for a quick task and 9,500 for a large task. So it's probably a good way to get a quick bit of experience, but you're probably better off chopping ivy. So.
But again, it's variety, isn't it? It gives you...
Yeah. I don't know. Woodcutting seems a whole lot more worthy after this update, you know? Not so plain and simple. You know, how before all you could do is chop wood, bank it, and then be done.
Yeah, I wish they did some sort of something like this for fishing. Because, I mean, I know fishing has trawler.
But fishing has barbarian fishing. Catching fish
with your hands. I guess, but fishing doesn't have any sort of mini game besides the trawler, which I was mentioning. But the trawler, it's multiplayer, and you don't always, you know, if you want to do it at short notice, you have to gather up a whole crew of people.
Or just go to
the trawler
world.
I guess.
Oh, and you know what you got? You got your fishing update last week.
Yeah, I know. I got my fishing update, which I just want to say something about that actually at the end of. At the end of this week's updates, because I wasn't able to satisfactorily mention Rocktail, because
okay.
I hadn't been up with Cindy last week.
Okay. But yeah, woodcutting update out of 5?
I'll give it a 4. I mean, it's expanding the skill, it's diversifying, which is always good.
I'll give it a 4 too. So for those of you guys who don't know how to calculate averages...
We both gave it 4. The average is going to be 4.
Yeah, 4 plus 4 is 8, divided by 2 is 4.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You shouldn't say that name, except when you're in... You shouldn't say that name, because it's not right.
Why is it not right?
Because you offend religious types.
Oh, who cares? They're free to say, you know, Richard Dawkins, all they want. Won't offend me.
I want to get his book, The God Delusion.
You should get his latest book, which has just come out, The Greatest Show on Earth, The Evidence Revolution.
Okay. Tweaks and fixes. Hobgoblins
Tweaks
got updated.
And fixes.
What's with you and saying feeks and wixes?
Feeks and twixes.
Okay. Oh, I see. You swapped the F and the TW.
Oh my god, chained on fire this week. First that, oh yeah, sawmill does rhyme with Jill. Retard.
Hobgoblins have been graphically updated to match their goblin brothers, they said.
There's not very much.
I didn't see them. How do they look?
They sort of look... I haven't seen them either, but it's a minor graphical change.
Okay. Edgerill furnace door removed and moved 2 spaces further towards Varrock.
To balance it.
Yeah.
I wonder how they calculated that, if they actually worked out the time to open the door.
It's really quite simple.
And then run through is the same as...
It's really quite simple. What you do is you do a test. You do a test with the door, the amount of experience you get in a certain time interval.
Do you think they did that, or do you think they just said, oh, well, now we've taken the door out, we'll have to move it a couple of steps
away? They probably, you know, Jagex is becoming a big company. They probably have enough people to do that kind of thing, you know?
I'd do that job. I'd sit there testing things like that.
Okay.
If the door is open and the furnace is 2 steps away, the experience gained is equal to if the door is there but the furnace is 2 steps closer. I would do that.
Why don't you go test what the IV experience is for you?
I will.
Okay. Sizable columns on the friends list and clan chat list. Now, what do you think of this?
I think it looks horrible.
Me too. For once, we agree on this kind of
I
thing.
don't. I just a lot of people are talking about maybe it has the practical implications of when they come up with display names, which might be why they have to change it. But from an aesthetic point of view, purely, and a practical point of view, maybe as well, it just looks horrible.
If
And
would
especially now when you go into clan chat, if people don't have ranks, their names just don't line up. And me being ever so slightly, OCD, that doesn't look right, and it
Hey,
makes me feel uncomfortable.
that's good. I feel the same way about that kind of stuff too. You'd make a good designer.
Yeah.
But you can drag the columns and the name column is always left aligned, right?
Yeah.
But the world column's right aligned, right? But when you
Yeah.
shrink the right column, it says are you dot 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 dot.
Yeah.
Ideally, it should shrink it the other way,
So
so
it
it
should give you the
says dot
number.
dot dot 132 instead of the
That's a good
thing.
idea.
It would become a whole lot more practical if you could just do that and then drag that out, because then you can basically see just numbers. At least that's what I think would make it a lot better.
Yes.
And maybe, like, I don't know, what's the idea of having it straight down the center, Why not just have it, like, in a tab kind of thing at the top, like how you do for a Windows Explorer kind of heading?
Yeah, it doesn't seem that well thought out to me.
Yeah. Typical of JAGX's design decisions,
Yeah, they aren't big on aesthetics, are
That
they?
question mark up there still annoys me.
That's a minor thing.
Oh, you know what else is also minor? You know the special attack bar? When
Yeah.
you do a special attack, the green and red thing that shows the percentage isn't vertically centered in the bar.
Oh no, that's terrible.
Yeah. That annoys me.
I think you're more OCD than I am.
Localization development diary from the Q&A questions. Any
This doc
favorite
this document
answers?
means no data. It's not loading.
Oh.
Wait a minute, now it is. Now it
Okay.
is.
The second question. Yada yada yada. How long does it take to transform RuneScape into another language? How many people are actively working for JAGX? Translating, does this continue to grow? Do you ever plan to translate this game into Latin? And what about Klingon? I like it
First
that this
question.
person asked this question.
That's a stupid question because they are never likely to practically translate it
You
into
know what that
Latin, a dead
says?
language,
You
or
know
Klingon.
what that says
Stupid,
in
that's all.
Klingon? It says they'll translate it into Klingon when they make first contact with them.
That's never. But a more sensible question along the same lines is, I read somewhere that you're going to release RuneScape Finnish. Is this true? Since apparently I remember reading some time ago that RuneScape has a pretty big following in Finland, a lot of players. So that would make sense as the next language.
Yeah, it would, but then they also say that a certain majority, 89% of people speak that language already, or they speak English as well.
English. What, so you think they're going to target a language where the majority of players don't speak English?
Yeah, that's what they said. 89% of, let's see, what is that? Let's see, 89. Ah, yeah. Oh, that was about Dutch. Dutch is a specific case. A lot of players from the Netherlands, but research shows that 89% of Dutch players also speak English, therefore Dutch is not likely to be our next language.
Well, yeah, I know. I because I believe Dutch is quite similar to English anyway.
We should ask Southrend.
Yes.
Get him on the show one day.
Why are these all these questions about languages?
Because it's localization, department.
But all these questions seem to be like, when will it be translated into Spanish? When will it be translated into Finnish? When will it be translated
I
into
don't know.
Norwegian?
I think they
They
should
shouldn't
do.
do any of, they should do Finland, but they shouldn't do any of the other bloody
You
Nordic
mean
languages.
Finnish?
Finnish, yes, Suomi, whatever you want to call it.
You sh they
They
should
should.
do. They should do like Japanese or something, but not
That would
China
be interesting.
because China has poor human rights.
Oh, yeah, like you care about human rights, Mr. Economy.
Or Japanese, or Korean, maybe.
North Korean.
No.
Shane
There's
loves
only
the Korean.
One Korean language, isn't there?
Yeah.
What about Russian?
That would be interesting.
Hey,
then
Sergey and Bradov could have more to do.
Oh, good God, we'd have to do the Russian accent again, do we?
I don't know.
Oh, that's painful.
What about Swedish?
The Swedish accents are a little less terrible, but I still feel that they are not as good as they should be. I hate it. I can't do accents. Can't do it.
What language do they speak in Sweden? Swedish?
Yes.
Okay. They should translate
Trouble
it
is,
to that.
I think Swedish, Danish, Norwegian, I believe they're all extremely similar languages, but they all have their own separate languages.
I don't know. Everybody should just adopt English. It's becoming the universal language, you know?
Isn't Spanish more widely spoken?
I think English is in the developed world.
Ah, well, if we're counting the whole world, which is more widely spoken.
I don't know. You know that I think that the developed nations shouldn't have anything to do with the developing nations, but...
You think they should keep to their own kind?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Anyways. But yes... What'd they say is the most likely next one? Spanish or Finnish? Which one?
I don't know.
Huh. Oh, well. Anyways, take a read through this. It's quite interesting, and I don't know. I think if they did a Latin transcription, they'd have to do a Klingon one as well.
No.
When did Latin die out?
They're never going to... I don't know. The time of the Romans back then? A long time ago.
So what, just doctors use it now?
Well, it has roots in the modern languages, but it's certainly not actively spoken anywhere as a first language, is it?
No, I don't know. Who would want to learn that anyways? But
people who go to public school.
Really?
Yeah, if you go to a posh private school, go to a posh private school here and they teach Latin.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess not then. That's it for RuneScape updates, I think, unless there's any other languages Brad wants to talk about. You already have
no,
a German one.
I did say I want to quickly talk
about
fishing.
Oh, right, okay. You want to do that now?
Yeah, I'll just do it quickly now. Last week I wasn't able to I reported on the cave fish, but I wasn't able to report on the rocktails because I didn't have 73 mining and I couldn't buy any of the bait on the G at the time. But anyway, I got 73 mining for convenience's sake. And I've been fishing them quite a lot this week, actually. And I must say, if you are 90-plus fishing, then go and fish these if you want 99 and you just want experience. Since they are probably maybe about the same speed as sharks, slightly slower, but they give 3 times the experience and as it's going. They're currently worth just above 2K each raw, and it's probably going to keep going up. It hasn't shown any signs of sort of leveling out yet, and it's probably about 40k an hour experience wise, which is good. Just basically, if you're 90 plus fish, it is probably the best thing to fish.
Are those also the ones that can go above your natural HP limit?
Yeah, they have a chance of increasing your HP by 10%.
Okay. Well, that's good. How did you enjoy 73 mining?
It was horrible. I actually did most of it granite. And then I've actually read that iron is faster experience until you're 75.
Did you keep the granite?
No.
Damn you!
What?
Damn you!
Why?
Oh, you should have asked me about that. You can make good money off that now.
There's no granite near a bank.
No, but still, if you were to like bank it, you know.
It would take twice as long. But anyway, I think I got to like 60k experience off 73 mining, and then I read somewhere that iron is much faster experience.
Oh, how much faster?
I think I was actually getting about 33k an hour granite, and then the final 60k with iron I managed to do in about just under 90 minutes, so it's probably more like 40k plus an hour.
That's good. Where'd you mine the iron?
South of Piscatoris.
Okay. Dragon pickaxe?
No, Shane.
Okay. Well, there's your RuneScape updates for this week. Quite a nice little batch of them, ranging from chopping wood to fixing up the hobgoblins to our OCD about about various user interface items and the fact that we won't be getting a Klingon version of RuneScape, sadly.
Oh, how terrible.
Yeah. Okay, time for some questions. We got an audio question this week from SweetFeet104.
Dear Shane and Brad, I have two questions. Number one, why does Brad dislike Macs and Shane dislike PCs so much? And number two, what are your favorite skills in RuneScape and why? Thanks, guys, and keep up the great show.
Okay. Why do you hate Macs?
I don't... It's exaggerated for comic effect whenever we debate, but I do prefer PCs to Macs, since I just think PCs are a lot more functional. I just like them better. I'm more accustomed to them. Which I've said in the past, I have no major axe to grind with Mac.
He uses a Mac when he goes to his girlfriend's house.
They don't need to know that.
Why not?
Because they don't. It makes me look like a hypocrite. But basically, yeah, I prefer a PC. Shane prefers Macs. I don't think Shane has a terrible issue with PCs, and I don't have a terrible issue with Macs. It's just, if there is a Mac versus PC debate to be had, we will take our respective sides.
Yeah. So, like, one thing I just want to say is that Mac works best for some things, and Windows works best for some things. I'll give you a prime example here. For instance, any type of gaming is going to work best on Windows, and that even constitutes RuneScape. Like, RuneScape HD works perfectly fine on my MacBook, but it's just that I have a computer that was designed for gaming, so it works better on that computer. It's 100% fluid, it never lags, whereas on the MacBook it does lag when I go in more stressful areas. Windows is also better for proprietary Windows-based things, such as MSN, if you like your full suite of MSN utilities, like custom emotes and drawing, because you can't draw on the Mac. And you can't do video either without having like a full featured set. But that's supposed to be getting fixed later this year, so we'll just have to see. And, of course, Macs work better for some things, too. Like, for instance, if you're kind of based in a programming type of environment like I am, I found that I prefer a Unix-based operating system, which is what Mac OS is, to do my programming work, because it's always nice to have a native Unix terminal.
Oh, who the hell is it? Hang on a second.
But basically, the Mac does provide a few nice little benefits on the side like that. And either, you can do both on either, but it's really a matter of personal preference in the end. Right. So I basically said that they both have their strong points and some are better than the other. But
anyway, favorite skills and why? Fishing, because I can multitask it. And now because it has rock tails, which is awesome.
Farming, which is fairly self-explanatory.
Can you farm rocktails?
No.
I said in clan chat earlier this week when I was fishing, I said, a person asked what I was doing, and I said, I'm farming rocktails, because in any other MMORPG, the term farming means that you're just gathering a large amount of. But of course, because it was roots here, they're all like, you can't farm rocktails.
Oh, another thing, I'm staring at a Windows screen right now, actually. And a Mac screen.
Shane loves...
Anyways, thank you, SweetFeet104.
First question. Oh, first of all, welcome back, Brad. Hope you had a nice trip. I didn't have any kind of trip. Shane's stupid little thing on the questions topic was just completely random and unrelated to anything based in reality. Something I said about 2 years ago.
Should I post the screenshot?
If you want, I don't care. Then my question is, do you think studying different parts of the world is more difficult than others? That doesn't count the language, though. So let's say you know the language of the country. Well, the stuff you learn will be almost the same compared to others. Talking about main subjects, not electives. Thanks you for the great work. Questions from Owen. I think it depends. If you sort of like, you know, you stay in the education system of one country for 5 years and then you go to the education system of another country, it probably will be difficult because you'll be used to certain teaching methods, syllabuses, the curriculum, that sort of thing. But I think if you just sort of, you know, before you start school, you move to a different country and start there. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be dreadfully difficult either way. If you're a good academic, a good student, then you'll probably find it fairly easy.
Yeah. Again, same thing. If you're going to another developed nation, you probably won't have any problems. But if you're going from a school in Canada to, say, a school in Zimbabwe.
North Korea.
Okay. That works. But, yeah, there'll be quite a difference there. But, you know, it depends, though. I think in Japan or something, they go to school 6 days a week.
There are some private schools around here that have
okay.
6 days a week.
Okay. But, yeah, I think it depends in the end on the person more than anything. I'm a believer that if anybody applies themselves, they'll all have the same potential and able to succeed wherever they are.
That's not strictly true. It's all about nature as well, and upbringing and opportunities given to you and things like that. It's true.
Are we going to have the old nature versus nurture debate?
I think both play a part, but I think that nurture is a big part of it.
I think nurture is more important than nature.
But so how can you say everybody? Yeah, everybody has the potential if they're nurtured correctly.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Everybody has that chance in life.
No, but you can modify your own surroundings to do
not,
that.
Not necessarily when you're an extremely young child.
Well, you know, you can go to the library on your own and get a book about world history or something, you know?
But you're too, I think you assume because you've had an extremely easy life, that means everybody else has an extremely easy life. And if they fail, it's because they didn't try.
Okay, we had this
pig-headed way of looking at things.
Okay, we had this debate 3 weeks ago,
and I completely ran you into the ground.
Because
I can run you into the ground again if you want.
No, that's okay. It's just we both have our respective views on this, and we've learned over time that neither of us are going to change our views. But thank you, Owen. Have you ever written an essay that you have been proud of? If so, what was it about? That's from Schwa.
I can't remember any specific. I remember once for GCSEs, which is the General Certificate of Secondary Education, the sort of exams you take at 16 here, I was in a complicated situation because I was in Berlin, and it was like an English academic qualification, so I had to have my work sent to a teacher at one of the embassy schools who marked it. And I remember I did this one piece, biology, and I believe it was a write-up on an experiment, something regarding osmosis. I think it was osmosis. I can't remember. And I wrote up, and it was given a like 95%. And then it goes to, a lot of basically everything you submit for exams here gets marked twice. It gets marked by a single teacher, and then it gets marked by another, and it's called moderating. And it got moderated up from 95% to 100%. So that was probably the proudest essay I ever wrote because I got 100% for it.
You little suck up. As for me, I've written a few I've been proud of. One most recently was last year on LRT expansion, which is light rail transit.
It was gripping.
In Edmonton here, that's one I've been proud of. Another I've been proud of I wrote for a second year political science course was the benefits of a mixed member proportional representation system in Canada.
Is it called The Far Right and Me, Why I Am Wrong?
No. And there was another kind of a group essay that turned into a project on healthcare, and I ended up kind of defending the side of a dual system when both of my teammates figured that, no, we can't even touch private healthcare because we're going to lose what we have and we're going to become Americans and we're going to be condemning people to death and waiting for hospital care and whatnot. So, yeah, it's fun writing an essay when you're the only one that believes something in a certain group, you know?
Yeah, Shane, I think, you know, if you were the only one in the world who believed what you believed, you'd still say that you saw the bigger picture. That's delusion for you people.
It is the bigger picture. I've talked to the majority of people that believe in the same things as me, and they all call it the bigger picture.
Yeah, that's because you're all as deluded as each other.
No.
Anybody who knows Shane well will see the hilarity in him claiming to see the big picture in anything. Whatever.
Yeah.
Dear Shane and Brad, Have either of you taken martial arts classes? If you haven't, why? If you have, did you enjoy it and what was it? That question is from Regnant. I took karate classes when I was very young, possibly 8 or 9, and I only took them for a couple of weeks and I didn't like it, so I didn't continue with
Okay.
it. Simple, quick answer.
That's why I'd be able to still defeat you.
Yeah, that and you're massive. Like I said, I'm agile and nimble. I could run away.
I'd shoot you.
Yeah, and then you'd get done for murder.
Nah, I'd just shoot you in the leg.
You'd still get done for assault with a deadly weapon. And I would make sure you got charged. I wouldn't go, oh no, he's my friend, don't charge him. I'd go, charge him, send the bastard down.
What? That's not nice.
If you, sorry, says the person who just shot me, metaphorically.
That's
so,
not nice.
We're in the court, you shot me, and then I'm saying charge him, and you're going, hey, that's not nice. I should be allowed to shoot you and get away with it.
What? If it was an accident, sure. It was an accident. The gun
Hang
slipped.
A second. We was just saying, I was saying I could run away from you and you couldn't get me, and you said you would shoot me. That's not an accident.
Shoot you with a taser.
Yeah, I'd still have you done.
Once upon a time, many moons ago, when I was like 6 or something, I took some class. I don't remember what it was for. I don't think it was very useful. But yeah. That's about it. But I think I would be able to defend myself now if the need arise, you know? We should test that out one day. See who can knock each other out first.
You're saying we should have a fight?
Yeah.
I don't want to fight with you, Shane. I'm a pacifist.
Oh. Well, there's your problem.
In terms of, I don't think that any problems I personally have could ever be solved by a fight.
Okay.
I'd have to be really wound up with someone to actually want to physically strike them. But I'd physically strike you any day of the week, so, you know, if you tell me a time that's good, I can arrange that.
Okay.
Yeah, Bradford, Shane.
Bradford.
I hate that.
Is that like,
There's a town in northern England called Bradford. Anyway, there also used to be a bank called Bradford and Bingley before it was
Bingley?
Taken over. Bradford and Bingley.
Wow.
Before it was taken over by Santander. Dear Bradford and Shane, have you ever seen anyone other than your relatives naked? Hang on a second. Other than your relatives? Does that mean like... like seeing your relatives naked is normal? What? That's
yes.
Just... The very phrasing of that question is wrong. I say I have never seen any of my relatives naked, and I would never want to.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there.
Yes, but anyway, I accidentally walked into my girlfriend. Oh yeah, accidentally. I accidentally walked into my girlfriend's shower, and she didn't see you, but you just stood there looking. Accidentally, bullshit.
Hey, anyway. I got a better question for who is this guy? Sack my duck. What are you doing in the same house as your girlfriend anyways? Let alone near her bathroom.
This is Shane's... This is because once I stayed over my girlfriend's and Shane was like, did you sleep in the same bed? Yes. Oh, you shouldn't do that. That's terrible. So now you're saying he shouldn't be in the same house
no,
as his
I mean,
when showering.
Why would she be showering in the same house, you know? Like, why would
maybe
she be showering when he was there?
Because maybe people aren't so... prude as you are, and anyway,
okay.
So first off, have we ever seen anyone other than relatives? I've seen people other than my relatives naked. Yes,
who?
But Shane hasn't. I'm going to name names, Shane. This has turned into a very personal question.
Oh, you're waiting for me? No.
Have you seen anyone?
No.
I bet you have. Shane.
No, unless you count
Stephen
movies.
Harper.
Unless
Stephen
you count movies, but
Stephen Harper. What kind
no.
of movies, Shane?
I don't remember.
Hey! I think we all know what he's talking about.
What?
Anyway.
What are you talking about?
If I were to tell her that, how do you suggest that I tell her? I don't want to be straightforward or she'll think I'm a man whore. So this is sort of like relationship advice. Like, you know, dear Dr. Phil, I walked in on my girlfriend in the shower and saw her, but she didn't see me. How should I tell her?
You need to put the Dr. Phil accent on.
I can't do a Dr. Phil accent. Anyway, first of all, if she didn't see you, there's no reason why you necessarily have to tell her, because honestly, it would sound a bit strange if you just say to her, I saw you naked in the shower the other day. But she might think you sort of, like, try and spy on her when she's in there or something like that. It might be best to just not tell her. I mean, it's not like a really big gut-wrenching secret. It's not like, you know, you saw her murder someone or something like that.
I don't know.
Just don't tell her.
Yeah.
And Shane thinks you should probably never ever see her or look her in the eye or be in the same room as her again.
No, I mean, I'm just wondering what the circumstances were that allowed you to be in the same house as when she was having a shower.
Oh, Shane, you're so religious, it's hilarious.
I'm just wondering about that. Feel free to respond next week.
No, we don't want some ongoing, you know, quagmire about... He should be allowed in the same house as her when she's having a shower. Although I maintain...
Yes, but how?
Actually, if his original claim is he didn't know she was in the shower because he accidentally walked in on her.
Okay.
So maybe that's because he didn't realize.
Okay.
Anyway, just don't... Unless you really feel you have to, don't tell her because it's not like a big thing. Just consider yourself... Anyway, on to another subject.
Never mind, I was going to try to ask you again who you saw.
Yeah, like I'm going to tell you, Shane. You should put two and two together and work it out for yourself. Do you guys own any airsoft guns? If so, what type and what is the FPS? I do not own any airsoft guns.
No, I don't either.
We're boring. Anyway, those two questions were from Sack My Duck. Thank you for the questions.
Not you,
Dear
Shane.
Dear Brad. Dear Brad, I'm thinking about getting 99 fishing. I was wondering, how did you get 99? I'm thinking about going 76 to 99 fishing sharks. Jesus Christ, good luck with that. Dear Shane, I'll answer this question first. Basically, if you're 76 at the moment, do not do sharks. At 99, sharks give 15,000 experience an hour. It's probably infinitesimally slower than that at 76. Again, it all depends how quickly you want to get it. I would recommend monkfish personally all the way, since monkfish give you about... Actually, I would recommend monkfish to 90 and then rocktail to 99. I have no idea. Rocktail would probably be significantly lower than monkfish XP-wise at 90, but they'd probably still be fairly decent. Certainly better than sharks. So I'd go monkfish to 90 and... No, maybe monkfish to 95, then rocktail to 99. Or just monkfish all the way. But certainly monkfish until you get reasonably high. They're good. They're about 30,000 experience an hour.
That's slow.
There is no real great fishing experience. Unless you want to do fly fishing at Shiloh, but that's a lot of feathers and it's boring and there's almost no profit from it. I would personally recommend monkfish.
Okay.
And I got 99 because he's asking me. Well, it was a long road, but I was basically sort of like at 93, 94, like 2 or 3 years ago,
yeah.
And I just completely gave up and stopped, and then I resumed from 96. It was actually, I think it was an exact year ago from last week's recording that I got 99 fishing. I was actually looking at the dates, and it was a year ago last week. And I got that mainly, again, from 96 to 99.
Because you lost a bet.
Because I lost a bet on the top hat.
Yeah.
Okay, and dear Shane, how do you feel about the new iPod?
We discussed this a few weeks ago.
How do you feel about it?
Just like when a new car or something comes out. It's just like the kind of the 2009 version of maybe a few little tweaks and fixes to it. Not that much, but the camera, I don't know. I think the camera's a good idea, but you kind of have to worry now about privacy and everything. But really, who should be worried about that? Also, the iPod Touch was supposed to have a camera. They tore down the iPod Touch, and there's actually spacing in there for a camera now.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. For some reason, I got pulled at the last minute, so... I don't know. It's an iPod. iPods are like commodities now. Just buy one when you need one, you know? Who cares if they've just been updated or if they're going to be updated? An iPod is an iPod. But I think my favorite iPod is still the iPod Classic.
Like a brick.
Yeah. I don't know.
Thanks. Questions? Where's this question from Randy Arnold? Dear Brad, who is funny, correct? And Shane, who is a crazy farmer, correct? Have either of you ever asked somebody to a major school or college event? If yes, were you nervous? I tend to get very nervous before I ask someone. That question is from Dark NC. Does he mean like a prom or dance or something?
Must.
You get nervous before you ask because men fear rejection. That's why we're always nervous about asking girls about those sort of things.
Okay.
But no, I've never, because I've never really gone to any sort of major events like that.
Yeah, neither have I. We don't really have those kind of things here.
You don't have a prom? Or
no.
Or were you just, you know, too socially outcasted?
No,
to
we
go?
Don't.
Really? Surprising.
No.
Anyway, that was extremely quick. Thanks for
like,
the question.
Like, why? Well, what are we? Are we like the new, relationship advisors or something? You
yeah,
know.
Don't ask Shane for relationship advice, and I wouldn't recommend asking me either. Because basically, any experience I have in relationships has happened by a complete accident, and I've never had to work at it or try for it or persevere with it. In any
and it
way.
Happened right under your nose, and you didn't.
Yes, that's what I said. It happens right under my nose, and I'm really dumb about it, and I don't assume that it's because they like me. I assume it's because they want something, and I get immediately suspicious. Yeah, basically. Next question, Brad. Are you getting nervous about going to the RAF? Do you think you have a chance of being deployed? Nervous? Well, do you mean I'm not nervous about actually going and doing the training and, you know, joining up and being in it? I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to it. If they called me up and said, "Can you go on Monday?" I'd be like, "How? Yeah, I'm there." I'm nervous about the waiting in between because
you
could
get rejected.
No, I couldn't. I could not. Apart from like a medical the only possible thing that could happen to my application now would be that I would have to have it delayed on medical grounds, or if I sort of had some really serious health problem like cancer, or, you know, I lose a limb or something, it'll probably be declined. But that's the only thing that can stop me.
Okay, I'll come cut off your arm then.
Screw you. But yeah, I'm just apprehensive about that, really. I won't feel good until I've signed the contract, which I'm not due to do until a week before I start. So that'll be the end of January when I'll sign the contract, and then I'll sort of be good enough, and then I'll feel a lot better. When I'm just looking forward to it. I'm nervous. And my chances of being deployed, well, once I've gone through my training, which will be 2 years long because I've got to learn a language, so become very proficient in language, I probably will be deployed before long, within a couple of years, to Afghanistan. I think it'll be fun. But basically, I'm just looking forward to it. I'm just very apprehensive about the waiting between now and February. Thank you for the question, Marco. You can read the next one.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. You can have fun with decoding little Afghanistan transmissions or whatever, but I don't know. I think that Afghanistan is a shithole right now. I don't care.
I just want to do it, and I just want to do the job and be there and get the experience and have fun and meet people and get paid for it.
Okay. I don't know.
Get paid very, very well for it.
Are you guys pulling out of Afghanistan?
Not at the moment. We're pulled out of Iraq, but I think we're still committed to the Afghanistan mission.
Yeah, we're done in 2011 there.
Really?
Yeah.
Quitters.
No, it was what's his face, Paul Martin's job.
Blame Canada. Blame Canada. Seems that everything.
No, it's George Bush's Canada fault for focusing on Iraq.
Blame Canada.
Are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay. Dear Brad and Shane, do you or does anyone you know have strange allergies? I'm allergic to every type of nut except donuts and coconuts and find it very annoying to have to constantly read ingredients and check for nuts. Any allergies that are weird?
No, not really.
I just have the standard ones like dogs, cats, dust, cigarette smoke, that sort of thing. That's pretty much it. What about you?
I just said I have none.
Okay. Do you have any items on RS that are sentimental to you?
My top hat.
Okay. When you leave, can I have your top hat?
No, you cannot.
Oh, why not?
Why do you want my top hat?
Because it's something that it'll remind me of you.
You'll probably just drop it.
No! No! We'll talk about that later. P.S. The Santa hat has been going up very rapidly, and Tuesday it hit a price of over 30 million. Do you plan on selling yours soon? I have one, but I would prefer to hold on to it. Keep up the tremendous show, Braden, 657. No, unfortunately, I can't sell my Santa hat. It's the only one I have. So.
Dear Brad and Shane, do you cry often, and who has seen you cry? Thanks, keep up the great show, Eddie O'Fall. Awkward question. Do I cry often? Not often, but when I tend to get very emotional, then yes, I do cry. who has seen me cry? Most people who are very close to me.
Me.
The thing is, when I cry, I don't like whine and bawl and scream. I just sort of sob. But it doesn't happen that often.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much the same as Brad. I don't remember when the last time was, though. I don't know. It's hard to remember.
And, the questions...
Thank you, everybody, for your questions. Reminder that you can send your audio questions to questions@rsbnb.com.
Remember, audio questions guarantee you getting on.
Yes. They should be under 30 seconds in length and waiver MP3. But please do keep in mind that when we give relationship and spiritual advice, that we are speaking from our own personal experiences and do not guarantee any of this to work for you.
That's a nice disclaimer.
Yes. Time for some tech news. A little bit of a warning here. Don't check your Facebook while robbing someone's house.
Just don't rob someone's house. Simple.
I don't know. What if I need something from your house?
Don't steal. It's wrong.
Okay. What can I have it then?
No, you can't. You not have my top hat. You can steal it.
Anyways, basically, this crook in Pennsylvania was robbing a house. Two diamond rings were stolen, and he ended up checking Facebook. Check his Facebook account using the computer in the house. But basically, he didn't even bother to log out before leaving the house. So when the victim came back, she was able to find the identity of the person and track him down.
Extremely stupid.
Yeah. So that's just a little bit of warning. Always hit log out and lock your workstation when you're done. Do you lock your computer when you're done?
No, but... Nobody's likely to break into my house.
No, I mean, like, just from people in your house, like your dad.
My father would... he knows better than to go on my computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I always lock my computer when I'm away from it.
Do you have a password?
Yes.
Is it Star Trek Rules 111?
No.
Yeah, it is.
No. But anyways, so... Remember to hit...
Is it Colonel Sanderson?
No. You're very far off on all your guesses.
Is it? Please, I wish Brad would give me his top hat, or else I'll die.
No, no.
Okay, move on.
So, simple answer, public service.
What a moronic thing to do, though. I mean, one, to break into somebody's house, then two, to think, oh, well, I'll just stop, rather than making a quick getaway and check Facebook. And you think he updated his status with, like, robbing a house, LOL.
Lols. I did it for the lols. But no.
Don't turn into one of those beta.
Wow, that's just funny. Okay, Windows 7 launch parties. Microsoft has created a video on how to get your party started. Did you watch this video?
No, I watched the other videos you told me to.
Basically, Microsoft is having an option for the week of October 22nd to October 29th. You can host a Windows 7 launch party, and if you're chosen, you'll get a special copy of Windows 7 Ultimate. Party favors, streamers, party setups for the table and everything. But the deadline has expired, but I just wanted to showcase this video here of how actual funny it is. Like it's this practical guide of what to do at your party.
They have four people. They have two men, two women. They have an old woman and they have a young black man. They really should have an Asian and a Latino there to make it completely fair.
But I don't know, it's just so funny. They talk about what you do at the party. Basically, they say first for 30 minutes or so you should just mingle like at any ordinary party, you know.
Yeah, no shit.
And then after that you should get going, and basically you should explain what your favorite Windows 7 feature is, and then start the conversation by having everybody else talk about what their favorite Windows 7 features are and everything, you know. Then after that, with all the Windows 7 installed computers that you have, you can start activities like making a photo book or sharing pictures or, I don't know, basically any kind of Windows.
This sounds like an extremely lame party.
I wanted to host one of these, you know? It's a free copy
would come.
Of...
Mike?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. But you get a free copy and you get party favors.
If they choose you.
Yeah. But apparently everybody got chosen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I don't know.
So anybody sad enough to apply for this thing got a free copy of Windows 7?
Yeah. Well, yeah. A limited amount.
You really have to hold the... Truly, that could just be a scamming way of getting Windows 7. You could just be like, yeah, I'm going to hold a party. Here's your free copy of Windows 7. No way, I'm not going to hold a party.
They said they want you to post pictures of your party.
You could fake some pictures. Just take a picture of yourself with a glass of wine and go, this is me enjoying the party. Oh, yes, it was a one-person party, as I mentioned. Here's me sitting at my computer with Windows 7. Oh, it's one. Here's me editing the movie that I filmed of myself at the party on my own. That's the sort of party you'd have.
Yeah, something like that, but I don't know. It's just... Microsoft seems to be trying too hard for this, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And these people in this video for the party are not convincing at all.
And what they're, like, whatever they're eating, you know, or... I don't know, it's just not convincing, but... new Windows 7 ads, which one's your favorite?
They're all pretty lame.
Okay.
But I like the Your PC, Your Life one when they click and the guy just disappears. But they're all pretty... I mean, the first one about Windows Movie Maker is just so... It's almost like they're trying to really up the aesthetic thing, because the one thing that Mac has daylight head and shoulders above over Microsoft is the aesthetics. And it almost seems like they're trying to, like, you know, rebrand themselves as sexy and sleek and lots of nice bright colors. And it makes you feel sick. It makes you feel sick a bit.
That's interesting. I didn't think, like, feel sick, you know, but...
Yeah, it was just way too... It made me feel nauseous.
I don't know.
It was too bright and happy and colorful and ooh.
Aeroshake? What do you think of the Aeroshake one?
I thought that advert was the worst of all, since it didn't seem to accurately explain what it was.
And
right until the very end.
And in reality, who shakes a window to get rid of the other ones, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you have to shake them pretty hard to get rid of them. Like, I'm just shaking my Google Chrome and...
That would just frustrate me.
Yeah.
So are you going to get Windows 7 when it comes out?
Yeah, it's pre-ordered.
How much is it?
It was $60 for the pre-order. It's back up to the usual $129 for the upgrade.
Right.
Yeah. But everybody should really...
be getting it when I get a new computer.
Well, I don't know. It really does add new life to your computer, you know? There's one thing that Brad said about these ads. They're trying to create this vision which will work for most people. But the thing to remember is it's Windows, and it still has the inherent problems of Windows, such as the registry, spyware, viruses, malware, and the general slowdown over time, you know? So, I don't know. That's the problem. That is Windows. So, that's it for tech news. Time for some other things. Skill of the Month update.
It's Scottum, Shane.
Yeah. Adaron Cronon is still winning with 5.3 million XP. Fresh Fob, 1.7 million. And Mage Guy 08, 1.5 million.
So, basically,
it's over.
It's no way.
Yeah. But the next skill of the month for October is smithing.
And when he's on Scythrend?
I don't know. He didn't sign up yet.
Oh. Average XP per day, 232, 590. That's crazy. That's got to be at least, even if you're doing barbarian methods, that's got to be like, which is what barbarian is, like 60k an hour?
Yeah.
That's still got to be like three and a three-quarter hours fishing a day. That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's a question of how much time do you have and what are you doing with it and all sorts of things like that. But, yeah, skill of the month, sign up.
Far be it from us to question people's personal lives when we spend an hour every week, well, almost 2 hours, an hour and a half recording.
Yeah.
RuneScape podcast.
Well, it's good. It's like a social experience, you know?
It's been a social experience for the past bloody however long now.
Each week I learn something new about Brad.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. But
welcome to our new Informer members.
Yes.
They don't know it yet.
No, they don't.
Not at the time of recording. They have no idea, but we've managed to fill both the positions that we were searching for?
Yeah, so if you haven't received your message saying that you're the new informer member for your respected discipline, by the time you're listening to this, there's a problem with your PM system.
Or you just didn't get selected.
Yes, that's right. But our winners are...
I forget. No, Marco got the economy position, and Christy got the PvP position.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Other hard work stuff. Applications that were submitted were, well...
Don't read them out.
Yeah.
That's humiliating.
Yeah.
Submitted.
Yeah,
we did have a lot of good applications, but of course there has to be only one winner.
There's only one.
Two winners in this case.
So, thank you. Stay tuned for these guys' articles in the coming month on Informer.
My pick.
Yeah, something you struggled with greatly.
Now, yeah, I had a bitch about this before the show, but this pick is specifically in mind. It's a book. It's called The Road. It's by author Cormac McCarthy. I thought I might have picked it before, which is why I was hesitant. But basically, the only reason I'm picking this is because it is due to be released as a movie in November, I believe.
Okay.
It's a very good... I'm just looking.
What's it about?
Basically, it's set in this post-apocalyptic... world of America, and the main protagonists are, I think they're just called Man and the Boy. Basically, they're walking across this sort of completely destroyed landscape trying to find the coast, because I sort of think they might sort of have a chance of living a decent life.
You know,
they have to scavenge for food and everything else. It's sort of like a lot of McCarthy's. It's written by Cormac McCarthy, who wrote No Country for Old Men, Blood Meridian, which is another good book. It's sort of, the plot is surprisingly empty, but it is still a very gripping and a very good and a very powerful book. But anyway, I only mentioned it because the film, which is due out November 25th, 2009, is about it. So if you're not planning on reading the book, which you should because it's amazing, you should at least go and see it in the cinema. I have no idea how good an adaptation it's going to be because... I haven't seen it yet, and I won't see it for another, almost just under 2 months, which will kill me. But it's a very good book. It's very moving, very... Just basically, if you like post-apocalyptic fiction,
okay,
which I do, I think it's a wonderful book. That's The Road, Cormac McCarthy. It won the Pulitzer Prize in 2007.
I read something about people trying to find a good place to live after, like, a large drought and everything? Is that what this is like, or what's
No, it's not. I'll sort of read, I think the opening. I'll read the back. It doesn't have a blurb. Here we go. It says, a father and his young son walk alone through burned America, heading slowly for the coast. Nothing moves in the ravaged landscape, save the ash on the wind. They have nothing but a pistol to defend themselves against the men who stalk the road, the clothes they're wearing, a cart of scavenged food, and each other.
Okay.
It's sort of like it's empty a lot of the time, but there's other people around, and people have sort of resorted to cannibalism and slavery. Sort of like, you know, like a big nuclear war happened and wiped out the majority of humanity, and the people that are left have sort of been pushed back into sort of very simple ways. And it's a very good book, though. Read it if you enjoy reading at all and you haven't read it.
Okay.
And also look out for the movie, which is due out, like I said, November 25th, 2009. Viggo Mortensen and some little Australian kid, I think, is.
Okay. That sounds rather gripping. Is it psychological, the book?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is. It's got quite a... It's just a very... It's quite a touching book. The ending is quite emotional, but I don't want to give anything away
okay.
to ruin the book. You might want to read
it. Did you cry at the end of it?
No, I didn't cry, but, you know, you sort of felt that was sad.
Okay.
Sad.
Thank you, Mr. Woodward.
You're welcome, Mr.
Yeah. If you type in do in D-O in my search bar, it says one of the first results is Domino's Pizza Canada.
Lots of people in Canada must order pizza.
Anyways, what you been doing?
Well, I've actually been on RuneScape for more than 10 minutes this week for the first time in a long time. I worked out probably about 8 or 9 hours over the past 7 days doing some fishing. Rocktail specifically, since I'm intent to make some money off them, since the price seems to keep going up for them. I think, as I said earlier, they're currently at about medium prices over 2,000 each roll. I'm hoping they might go up as high as 2,500, but I'm not expecting it. And I'm just basically trying to make some money off that. Even though I don't play anymore, I just feel some sort of desire to make money from this. So I just log on, and I sort of... Another reason why I love fishing is I can fish while I'm reading, or I can fish while I'm watching TV, or I can fish while I'm playing on my Xbox. I can really multitask it with a lot of different things.
Okay. What about real life?
Nothing.
Okay, come on. You need to be a little bit more forthcoming.
Now, well, like I mentioned earlier, or I think I told you it was my grandmother's 72nd birthday today. So I went bowling with my extended family earlier. I was extremely annoyed because I was on a lane with my elderly grandfather, who's 80 years old, my uncle, who usually wins everything, and my father, and also my eldest cousin, who's a girl, who's 26, I think. And I was leading with like 7 balls bowled. I was leading by like 20 points. I was on like 100, I think, at that point. I was doing really well. I'd got like, I think out of 7 balls, I'd got 3 half strikes and 2 strikes and something else. I was like really on fire. And somehow, in those last 3 balls, I managed to slip from first place to fourth. I got beat by my uncle, my father, and my elderly grandfather. That was a shameful performance. I think I finished something like 130. But how they managed to come... I mean, my uncle in particular, his last ball, he got a strike, and then he had a spare, and he got a strike with that, and then he had another spare, and he got a strike with that. He got 4 strikes in a row. 1 strike with his last ball, then 3 spares, all strikes. It was like, oh, for God's sake.
Did you beat him up?
No. He beat me up, man. He's scary. That's scary. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. That's a little tidbit from my personal life. Be happy with it, Shane. Bye.
Okay. Thank you.
What have you been doing, Mr. Shane 1288?
Agility.
Oh, and also, this week, last night, I got my first ever knife fight kill in CSS Gun Game.
Oh, who'd you kill?
Mike, remember?
Oh, I think yeah, I think
we were on that map.
I think he probably just let you win.
No, he didn't. We were on that ice map with me and Tim versus you and Mike.
Oh, right.
And because I only accept knife fights from Mike, because I will never accept a knife fight from you, because you're an asshole. And somehow I won, but then I was feeling a bit lucky, so I knife fought him again. I think it was a couple of rounds later, and he beat me, and then he beat me 3 times in a row in knife fight. So I've still only won 1 knife fight in Gun Game, but it was
and then special. I won that last game on the playground.
That was because of good teamwork. Me and Shane were together on the last game we played. It was 2-on-2, wasn't it? And we were all on knives on the last level. That was got to be one of the most fun gun games ever. We all ended up with knives. It was like 4-on-4 with knives. And Mike and Tim ended up losing to Shane because we stayed together. I think it was... Who did you kill? Was it Tim? Yeah, he was going for me, but he ignored Shane, who was standing right by me. So while I was running away from him, Shane killed him. So yeah, good teamwork. Anyway, that was fun.
Yeah.
If you have CSS and you ever want to play with us, we play. Well, I think the events are changing, aren't they?
Well, it might. I'm not entirely sure. Paul made a post asking for
source,
input.
Check out the forums because there's dates and times.
Yeah, you have to come, you know, because.
We all have fun.
If nobody comes, there's really no point for us to do the event.
Oh, and there was one round when Shane was 5 and 23. He was stuck on. Oh, that was a great game. I love that game.
You know what happened there? I kept shooting at someone, then Mike got the kill instead.
Well, I finished on that round on like 21-7,
yeah.
And you were 5-23. That was a great round.
It's because I was on the sniper, and there's only 2 of you guys to snipe.
Rubbish.
Serious.
You just how the hell you did not get more kills with those snipers when we were all on like pistols and SMGs and we had to actually run up to you to kill you, whereas you could have just scoped and killed us. But that was a bad game for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's really fun. If you play Counter Strike or you have in the past, just come play with us. It's fun.
Yeah. Agility for me.
Yay. Have you got 99 yet?
No, I got distracted yesterday by the Ivy.
Not an excuse, Shane. Not an excuse.
Yeah. Also, I'm feeling a bit better than last week, but I still have a headache, so.
You going to go for a lie down now?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I have readings to do. Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to do these readings if I have a headache. And, you know, if you take, like, a Tylenol or something, it makes you drowsy.
Yeah, go to sleep.
That's what I did yesterday. I came home for lunch, took a Tylenol, went back for my last class, but it's hard to concentrate. Aside from that, Counter-Strike, recovering and school. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, I think. But yeah, once again, congratulations to Marco and Chris T, or X-Turd-X on RuneScape, for your informer positions. If you're hearing this and you haven't checked your PMs, check your PM box. We'll be with you shortly on that. Also, yeah, I think that's about it for this week. So for Mr. Woodward, RuneWire.com/Brad, which you're using now.
Yes.
What's your last post?
About the sun.
Oh, okay. Yes, you didn't get a gold star. Yeah, there's some problem in RuneWire with Google Chrome I need to look at, but that's a topic for another day. So, RuneWire.com/Shane for me. See you next week, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye.